This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Dr. Celine Wicks has been chosen as the new superintendent of the Steamboat Springs School District. Dr. Wicks has been the principal at Strawberry Park Elementary since 2019. She's been serving as interim superintendent since Dr. Brad Meeks retired at the end of June. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners meets Tuesday morning. Agenda items include an election discussion along with reports from Planning and Zoning, Finance, and Jeff Comstock with the Natural Resources Department. Routt County Commissioners are also meeting tomorrow morning. Agenda items include reports from Human Resources and County Manager Jay Harrington. Plus, the Board of Equalization will hear recommendations for a hearing referee. The American Legion is starting a new campaign to honor local veterans in Routt County. Post 44 is hoping to have 84 patriotic banners displayed on light posts along Lincoln Avenue during the weeks before and after Veterans Day. Each banner is $100 for any veterans or active military, National Guard members, and deceased service members from Routt County. The deadline for reserving a banner for your military hero is September 1st. Information is on our website and social media. The Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign with Colorado State Patrol, CDOT, and local law enforcement agencies starts today. So far this year, over 300 unbuckled people have been killed on Colorado roads. Please buckle up. The Steamboat Lake Triathlon was Sunday with 350 hardy participants signed up to compete. But the triathlon was complicated with heavy rain just before the start up in North Routt County. Then lightning was spotted. Here's race director Lance Panaguti.
We had to cancel the swim 30 seconds before the start due to the lightning, but every single athlete stuck it out, finished with smiles, and showed how tough and how much they love this race.
The cold and the rain was a bit too much for a few of the competitors who did head for home earlier. Panaguti's hoping for warmer, drier weather this coming weekend for the Steamboat Gravel Triathlon. And finally, remember, zipper merge in the construction zone along Highway 40 and Steamboat. Use both lanes until the merge point. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KREIRadio.com.